RadioArchives.com presents The Phantom Detective Magazine from October 1943. The Black Market Murders. The 120th Adventure of the Phantom Detective. Nemesis of Crime by Robert Wallace. Read by Milton Bagby. Desperate for a purpose in life, millionaire playboy Richard Curtis Van Lone dedicates himself to a one-man campaign to rid the nation of organized crime and big-time racketeers. Reborn from the ashes of war, Van Lone returns to find his home in the stranglehold of gangsters and murderers. Donning a domino mask and teaching himself deduction and the art of disguise, he takes on crime single-handedly as the mysterious Phantom Detective. His true identity known only by one person, Van Lone swings his way into mystery. A specially made platinum badge shaped like a domino mask, his business card. This master of disguise, deduction, and psychology delivers his own unique brand of law and order to the underworld as the Phantom Detective. And now, the Phantom Detective's pulse-pounding mystery adventure, The Black Market Murders. Chapter 1. The Black Trader. A gooseneck lamp over a typewriter made an islet of light in an otherwise darkened apartment. Long past midnight, the only sound was the sporadic clicking of the typewriter keys. Steve Houston, ace reporter for the New York Clarion, often preferred to write in the seclusion of his apartment, particularly exposés of some civic or social wrong, for his hard-hitting and fearless column, You Should Know This, Mr. Citizen. Houston reached for a cigarette. A red-headed young man with a pug-nosed, freckled face that was as Irish as Killarney. Normally it was a merry face, but it was not now, as he reread what he had written. His usually twinkling eyes were slitted and thoughtful, and there was a grim expression on his lips. He had the newspaper genius to dig up explosive information and the courage to write it. But staring now at the words he had typed, he knew that this was the biggest thing that he had ever attacked. He had written, The New York Clarion, through this column, is today entering the third week of its campaign against the new malignant growth which has appeared upon the face of America, the black market. The black market is not, as many people still complacently believe, a case here and there of a butcher charging above the ceiling price, of a tire sold clandestinely, of a few gallons of gasoline supplied as a special favor. It is a carefully organized and vicious criminal organization, operating on a stupendous scale. The brain and nerve center of this octopus, which now has its slimy tentacles spread over the length and breadth of America, is a sinister personality who calls himself the Black Trader. So far, he and his henchmen have covered their trail well, but they cannot long remain anonymous if citizens cooperate with this newspaper's crusade and the federal agencies to stamp out the black market. If you have some information about black market activity, don't hesitate to contact the Clarion at any hour of day or night. Your reward, should a conviction be obtained as a result of your information, will be a $50 defense bond and the satisfaction of knowing that you are a patriot and a good citizen. Remember that a black market operator is as much of an enemy agent as if he were sent directly from Berlin, Rome, or Tokyo. And you who cannot shoulder arms for America can help fight the enemies within, the furtive rats of the black market. Houston frowned. Had he worded it strongly enough? He pulled the sheet out of the typewriter, grimly reached for a blue pencil, and began editing the copy, changing words, inserting phrases here and there. He lifted his head as his doorbell rang. Automatically, his eyes shifted to the clock. 1:30, hardly the proper time for a social call, unless one of his newspaper pals...